Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series, August, Week 2, Relationships. So if you're able to, simply sit quietly. Rest into this moment and begin to become more peaceful, centered, and relaxed. Begin to feel a wave of relaxation starting from your head, relaxing your scalp, your brain, your jaw, feeling totally relaxed, feeling the relaxation across your shoulders, feeling them drop away from your ears as the muscles in your shoulders relax. The relaxation continuing down your arms, through the fingertips, feeling them radiate. Continue to relax your torso, your chest, your abdomen, your internal organs. Relaxing. Relax your lower back, hips, pelvis, feeling the chair beneath you, feeling relaxed. As the relaxation moves down through your legs, knees, calves, and through your feet. Feeling totally relaxed from head to toe. Taking a breath in and resting into this moment. Being grateful for this time of deeper communion with your soul. Letting your mind completely relax. Letting any thoughts of the day, the thoughts of yesterday, or the thoughts of tomorrow, allowing them to simply float by. Knowing that you can return to them at any time. But for now, being centered in this moment. Bring to mind someone, a person, in which you are grateful for, a child, a spouse, a coworker, a friend. Picture them in your mind's eye. Perhaps a smile comes across your face as you picture them there before you. Feel those feelings of gratitude, grateful for the presence that they are in your life. Feel that growing and expanding within your heart center as you bring your attention out of your mind and bring it down into your heart. Feeling that loving gratitude. Feel it grow and expand, beating through your chest. At every beat of your heart, gratitude and love is pumping through your arteries and veins. Expanding out through your arms, legs, radiating off your hands and feet. You are a gratitude radiator, radiating out gratitude into your world, filling your home, filling your office, touching all those that you meet, touching them with gratitude. Yes, as we expand gratitude out into our world, we affect change in all of our relationships. Relationships are what make the world go round. We touch people's lives every day, whether we know it or not. And other people's lives touch ours, whether we know it or not. Driving to work. The person driving slowly in front of you is touching your life. Perhaps you are worried and upset with them because you now might be late for work. But is it their fault or your fault for being slow or distracted in your morning routine at home? Why send the other person angry vibes? Why not say, send them gratitude for being grateful for keeping you at a safe speed driving down the road? For you see, there is always another side to every story. The person in the car in front of you, their mother might have just died, or they might be on their way to the hospital to visit their sick mother, and they are sad. And the processes are moving more slowly. So when we stop and consider the other people's needs, or where they are, or where they might be, we can accept them as they are, right in this moment. When we look at someone more close to us, a spouse or a child or a colleague at work, we may desire for them to have a different behavior, a different point of view, but yet they are their own being, their own person. And when we can accept that they are in the perfect place on their path for their soul's growth, we can see them perfect, whole and complete, right where they are. When we accept others, we give them our appreciation and our gratitude for showing us our need to accept ourselves. For when we start within, we can then project acceptance without. For when we can accept the fact that, yes, I'm going to be late for work. I was distracted this morning with Facebook or the email or something else. And I can be okay with that. I can accept myself for being a few minutes late. And I know tomorrow I will try harder to remain on time. We can accept ourselves, for we know we are exactly where we're supposed to be. Divinely orchestrated life, filling us with the perfect life events for our soul's highest good. So as from last week's meditation on openness and acceptance, we can apply those principles to our relationships. We can be open and receptive to the relationships in our lives that enrich our lives and how we enrich the lives of others. For as the author, Gary Zukav, wrote, it is not until we have the courage to engage in human relationships that we grow. In other words, we grow when we engage in human relationships. And we must have the courage to engage in human relationships. Not to avoid them, not to judge them, but to be present in them, to see them, and work on them. Wow, I really messed that one up. I need to apologize and try harder next time. Think before I speak. Wow. Loving my spouse, sharing my gratitude, really felt good. It really had an impact on their life. Engage in the relationship. Not taking them for granted, but being present in them, growing with them, like planting a seed in a garden, in the fertile ground of your open and receptiveness, of your open and accepting. You plant the seed of the relationship. You nourish it with water, love, and gratitude, and watch it grow. It may languish, and you may need to add fertilizer, some happiness, some flowers, some chocolates. Chocolate's always good. And you can watch and engage in your relationships and grow together. So let's take a moment in the silence to reflect on accepting ourselves and our others in our relationships. Yes, being grateful for this time of deeper communion with our soul as we explore our relationships, enrich and enhance our lives. We can use our relationships as mirrors to show us, to reflect back to us, how we are projecting in our world. What do you see around you? Do you see stress, discontentment? Or do you see joy and happiness? How people react back to you is oftentimes a reflection of how you are reacting to them. Gandhi chose not to fight oppression with anger. He chose to fight it with nonviolence and peaceful means, projecting back what he wanted to receive in return. When you approach with hostility, you attract back to you more hostility. When you approach with gratitude, you receive back more things in which to be grateful for. As we move through and engage in our relationships, we see into our own psyche. We can see where we are vulnerable and open up to that vulnerability. When we share and express our feelings, we open ourselves up to potential heartache. But when we have the courage to do so, to express our feelings, we open ourselves up to a rich relationship, to receive love and gratitude enriches our lives. But we have to be open and accepting of it. And we have to give it freely without expectation. It's through our vulnerability and our sharing, through our constant engagement in our relationships, that we reap the benefits of close personal bonds, of friendships, of caring people in our lives, that enrich and grow our experience. Through our growth process, we expand our consciousness to be able to be more fulfilling in our lives and the lives around us. We can approach service to others with an open, loving heart to be able to serve our families, our children, our spouses, serve their needs without expecting anything in return. We can be of service to our employment, reaching out, taking initiative, helping our coworkers, weaving a rich tapestry of relationships, creating a warm, loving, enriching environment around us. Reaching out to help a friend in need, or just reaching out to a friend. Pick up the phone. Give them a call. You might not have heard from them since college. Call them anyway. Send them a Facebook message, a tweet. Follow them. See what enriching lives they have. Maybe they're a musician who plays interesting concerts all over the country. Wow. Maybe they're a college professor and teach interesting lectures. Maybe they are a neurosurgeon who performs and helps people with their health. All the people in our lives show us the rich diversity all around us, all the time. So when we can get out of our own way, get out of our world, and experience it through those around us, we can enrich our lives. So let us now open our hearts and find that spot which we give and receive love from, where we find that vulnerable spot within us. And let us reside there to understand it better through a moment of silence. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your loving presence in our lives. Thank you, God, for all of the rich relationships which bless us as we engage in our relationships. We are courageous as we grow to become stronger, become more whole and complete as we move through our challenges. We grow through our relationships as we support others and receive their support. We know, God, that each and every day we are divinely guided to interact with the important people, those that will show us something about ourselves, the people that will need our help, or who we will need help from. For God, we trust and have faith that your divine orchestration of our lives is for our own best and highest good. And as we see the oneness in ourselves and in all people, we know that our interaction with them is for their best and highest good as well. For all the rich blessings that you provide for us with ease and grace, we say thank you, God, and amen. Yes, being grateful for this time of deeper communion with your soul. As we explore relationships in our lives through openness and acceptance. So as we begin to close this time of meditation, We know we can reach this spot at any time throughout our day simply by turning within into our heart center and touching love and gratitude within it. So let us collect all those feelings of love and gratitude, all those nuggets of relationship building, openness and acceptance. Gather all those and bring them back with us. So as we become more outwardly oriented, as we end this time of meditation, envision a grand staircase before you. As you slowly ascend the stairs, one at a time, becoming more outwardly oriented, becoming more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. Becoming refreshed to meet your day with vitality, with enthusiasm, with gratitude. Yes. Approaching all those you meet today with a smile on your face and love and gratitude in your heart. And I'm grateful for sharing this Gratitude Gems meditation with you. You can keep touch on our latest offerings at theachievementprocess.com. Or if you're reaching us through the believeingratitude.net, you'll end up in the same place. Follow our daily posts at The Achievement Process on Facebook, or Bodhi the Big Dog is posting her daily offerings of gratitude on Facebook as well. Soon we'll be on Twitter and providing our gratitude meditations on Periscope for you to listen in wherever you are at that moment. We'll be offering big groups on We'll be offering big groups coming up on Thursday, August 20th. Our topic will be prosperity. You can sign up for big groups on our website at The Achievement Process. So as you approach your day to day, find someone you haven't reached out to before. Call them and express your gratitude for them. You might not have seen them in 10 years, but say, I was so grateful for the time we spent together. Have courage to engage in human relationships, to express your love and gratitude for all those in your life. So have a grateful day, and as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are.